Welcome to Energy Medicine Radio with Dr. Wu Di, a celebration of unique healing modalities for your mind, body, and soul, opening the pathway to wellness, enlightenment, and creative living. Our mission is to share consciousness-shifting information with humanity and help people improve and transform their overall quality of health, wealth, and happiness. Thank you for joining us.
Everybody, this is Dr. Wu Di, and here I am in Miami Beach. I just got home from a wonderful day at work, healing people, seeing stuff, touching people, and having them touch my heart. And that's what we're here for tonight. We got a really, really a special guest. This guy is an artist, and he's been an artist for such a long time. I've known him most of my life, and not only is he an artist, he has a special quality about him. His name is Richard Stocker. He comes from my hometown, the Motor City, and he's also a healer. He's a Rolfer, and he's going to talk about that. He's going to talk about his experience, where he went, who he is, and what he does. So I'd like to introduce you to my man, Richard Stocker. Richard, are you there?
I'm glad to be here, Woody. Dr. Wu, thank you very much.
Well, you're more than welcome. And I heard it's getting a little chilly nippy in Detroit, but I'm coming to visit for Thanksgiving. So I get my long undies out, and I'm headed your way in about 10 days. Richard, I got
a question. I'm looking forward.
I got a question. You know, I know that you've been an artist, you know, since you were a kid. You know, you did all kinds of art projects, and when did you become an artist, actually?
Well, let me say that before I say anything about my beginnings as an artist, I want everyone to know that you, as an old friend, impressed me with your fun and your attitude and your joy, and you've had it since you were 10 years old, and that got me going. That's one of the first joys that put me into art.
Attitude of gratitude.
Yes. So I started my little career on a cottage on a lake by myself, living in nature for years at a time. I didn't go to school. All of a sudden, I started making designs and enjoying them and putting color to them, and in complete wonder as to what was coming out of me. Little did I know where it would take me, and it was a beautiful time. And I ended up going to art school in near Toronto, and I became an artist the day I tried to come back to the United States with a van packed with art, with my long hair and my beads, and I was stopped at immigration, and I was going to be searched, and they told me, if you show me three pieces of art, you say you're an artist, you show me three pieces of art, we'll let you go. So I showed them my three pieces of art. And they let me go, and right there, I was international artist in a moment, and I was accepted by the federal government as an artist. That was my first art experience.
Mazel tov.
Thank you very much.
That's great. That's a great story. That's brought you into the art field, huh?
That got me going. I've never stopped. And it turned into a healing field years later, 20 years after I started drawing. And it's turned into a coloring book. It's turned into coloring books for adults. It's turned into a beautiful offering of my art so everybody can take part in the art. And a new webpage called The Coloring Well, where everybody can meet together and take some time and some pens and find themselves in a quiet way, slow down, and be a better adult. I don't think I'm trying to really bring out the child in anybody. I'm trying to bring out a better adult in adults, which is a different attitude about coloring. But my designs are the designs that make the difference. And they're alive little spiritual wonders. They're almost like a mandala, but it's a mandala my way, the mandala of this hemisphere.
And Richard, will you tell our audience what you mean by a mandala? Some people might not know what that is.
Well, if you are sitting in the front of a boat and your head's off the front of it and you're looking at the seaweed move in a canal for hours and hours and hours, that is a mandala. It is movement. It's an organic sense of movement. It's like a dance. Life is dancing everywhere. And I try to capture that dance on a little organic design. And then when people color the design, they enter into the adventure of my dance, and they begin to color their dance, and they get right back into a state of, I would call it, euphoria. People need a little, they need a little euphoria here and there without having to plug in or drink or whatever we all may do to find a little moment of euphoria. So I figure everybody's an artist, and everybody's been an artist since they were children, because in this country, I haven't met anybody who has not colored something as a kid and got the good feelings from coloring as a child. So I'm just reintroducing the whole coloring concept so people can get the same good feelings and feel the same calm and the same moment of euphoria, so they can sort out some of their burdens and worries and stresses. And it seems to be working. I've been doing it almost 15 years, and I've gone everywhere in every kind of situation, and I find that people love to color.
What media do you use? Do you use paints or chalks, or what media do you use for your art?
No, I use just a fine black pen for my designs. They go from simple to very complicated. They would take months. They're almost as complicated as painting by number when I was 7 years old, but these is paint by feel. It's not a painting. It's not a painting. It's really just a design. Much more involved than a butterfly or, you know, a little elephant or... So it's really black and white lines on paper. It's just something new to color.
When I was in Detroit a couple years ago, and I met with you and your father at that art show you were having, and I see a lot of your designs remind me of the American Indian. Do you have any influence, or have you ever worked with any American Indians? Do you know anything about them? Omotakawasi?
Well, I kind of figure that we're from this part of the world, and there's a lot of Native people, and they were here for a long time, and they were creative, and they lived with all the designs, and they expressed their designs. So I lived with Native people in Canada, in New Mexico, in Michigan, worked at an orphanage with Native people, and slowly began to do a lot of ceremonies with Native people. And to me, it was all an amazing touch of texture and design and expression and color and movement. And it ended up on my paper, my way. Being a Detroit kid, I did not live, you know, grow up in a tribe. But I did grow up in beautiful alleys, and it had just the same trees and the same weather. And so... Native people did affect me, and most of my art has a Native touch to it. And that's another reason I think people gravitate towards it. It's just Native to this northern hemisphere, you might say. So that makes it exciting. And when they get finished drawing something, go ahead.
I wanted to know what tribe you're from.
Yeah, well, I'm from the human tribe. I'm convinced I'm from the human tribe.
Okay, I just want to know.
Anytime someone asks me on all these different questionnaires, what are you? And they name 50 different religions, I really just say human every single time.
Well, that's a good one. You know, that's a good one. I've seen, you know, a lot of your art through the years, and I have a couple of your paintings hanging on my wall right now. And one is a picture of you, and you're wearing a shirt, and the shirt says, "May the long time sun shine upon you. May all love surround you, and the true light within you guide your way on." And it's sort of an inspirational picture that I hung up, and it happens to be you, and I've had it for years. And could you tell our listening audience, how did the art actually lead you into the healing? I know that you've been a healer, and of all my friends and my acquaintances, I don't know that many people who have gone into the healing arts per se. A few of my friends, you know, are doctors, and they do a traditional medicine, but that's more traditionally based, where they don't really call themselves healers, or they do healing, but they wouldn't call themselves a healer. They call themselves a physician. And I know that I know you are a healer, because I remember I came to Michigan some years ago, and I walked in your house, and you were working on a person, and you were doing a form of body work or healing on a gentleman, and he saw me, and I said hello, and he said, "Dr. Wu, is that you?" And I was surprised, because I guess he was reading my blogs or something, and we just happened to cross paths. And how does that whole thing come together with the healing and the art and that expression of what makes up your humanness? What is that exactly? What you got in there, man?
I think art got me to sense balance and structure and line, and healing someone, or caretaking somebody's healing process. I'm not the healer, but I give people a chance to find ways to get so in touch with themselves that they end up being their own artist and creating their own health. So I became a Rolfer, first at Miss Massage, then Polarity, then Rolfing.
And you got to tell people
I'm working on, pardon?
Our audience might not know what Rolfing is.
Is a therapy where I manipulate the soft tissues of the body and reconstruct a person's habitual stresses and strains in their system. We are malleable. We are stretchable. Used to be said we are plastic. We'll say warm plastic. And we can actually be changed. We can actually go through a process of change. So I became intrigued, and I began to see each body as an art project. And I wanted to free the art, because when I paint not to capture, but to release. And when I'm working on someone, I want to release their difficulties, and it takes years to gather some of these difficulties. And I found it intriguing. So I think each person is a living beauty, is a created spiritual masterpiece, and the trick is to get most of us out of our own ways so we can find a path to what we really need to do and be as loving as we possibly can. And that's where that's where the coloring comes in, because I can't work on everybody. But this coloring, it captures everybody's attention as soon as they get a chance to do it. When I was in hospitals working with cancer families, or when I was in an orphanage, or when I was in a prison or an old folks home, or in the street doing a fair, I began to question, what is it that people are after in stopping long enough to take some colors and create something beautiful? And I find what it did is it put them in a nice, mindful, wandering, wonderful, easy place, so they could get some answers and calm down, just like they did when they were small. But no child's ever going to say what an adult will say, nor begin to become aware or think about being aware as an adult would. So I'm stepping up coloring to the adult world so they can have a little sense of healing. There's a real dynamic to it. It's a very nice science now. There's a lot of research being done in people coloring at all ages, what it does for them, and how quickly it works, how not judgmental it is, how non-aggressive it is, how sweet it is, what a community immediately creates. And I would say that in this day and age where people are talking on the phone and so busy and so captured by electronics, it's impossible for families to seemingly hang out together at the kitchen table anymore. So what coloring does, if nothing else, it gets everybody to start talking the great coloring love talk. Oh, what a nice color. What are you coloring? Isn't that beautiful? And they get to share it. They get to have it. And that's why I think everybody can enjoy being their own artist. And instantaneously, and I want to say instantaneously, I don't even think it takes 30 seconds. Most people are in an altered state of consciousness of delight and calm and begin to breathe easier and begin to sort out their worries. So, everybody, I'm pitching hard for my new excitement for my mission called The Coloring Well. That's the name of it. And I have a great partner in Kathy Schaap, and she has put our hearts together, we put our heads together, and we've come up with a great, great new tool that I don't think's been used like this before.
What is that tool?
The tool is coloring. Sit there and color. In fact, you know what? If I had a little movie, I would make a movie of a little kid saying, look, you gave me coloring when I was small. You put me in front of the TV and you said, start coloring and make sure you put the crayons away. And now, as a 6-year-old, I'm just dying for me to tell my parents, I want you to sit over there. And I want you to start coloring and make sure you click the tops when you're done. We need more conscientious, healthy-minded adults to run this world. Little kids aren't running the world. So I'm really trying to honor adults. I'm becoming an adult. It may have taken me 68 years, folks, but I'm actually becoming a responsible adult. I have children, and I see the need for adults to get a grip on themselves. Things are going awfully fast, scary, mixed up, and I don't know what, but the natural world still exists, and the natural world inside of us still exists. So if we can tap into it, even if it's a beautiful moment of coloring something, a very beautiful, exciting little organic mandala idea, a design, then I think there's a chance for everybody to connect and go to the well and become a community.
That's wonderful. You know, I remember, you know, as you talk about coloring, I'm thinking, when's the last time I colored anything, you know? And well, it was a long time ago, but I remember, you know, sitting there with the crayons and coloring and sort of spacing out. It's a form of meditation in a way, because you're just putting color down and, you know, and it's, I gotta get one of those coloring books and start coloring myself, because it's been a long time.
These are little meditations. It was a meditation to draw them. So I see that people go through a meditation when they color them, and then they can meditate it on the wall for the next 20 years and enjoy the beauty that they just created. So it is a meditation. You know, I began to realize I spent time, you know, doing a lot of meditating with a lot of types of gurus in different places, and I thought it was wonderful and quiet, and thank God it was almost entertaining as far as being at peace. But I found that my real meditation started when I was a child coloring, and I found that everybody has meditated in that way, and I wouldn't call it spaced out. I would call it a mindful wonder now. I would call it a relaxed state. I would call it a chance to feel good feelings. I would call it a chance for the big boss, and that's your nervous system, everybody, to rewire itself. And if you can get to a still point, to a little spaced out relaxation, which is accepted, and there's, you know, you don't have a problem with the coloring, you become sensitive to yourself. And once you can sit there and become sensitive to yourself without judgment and just see what passes in front of you and just see all the different ups and downs that you go through, and you get to recognize who you are and what you're going through, that's enough. You don't have to sit and judge it. is just, it's the simplest form of, quote, therapy, to stop long enough to recognize who you are in your life at whatever age. Past a certain age, we need to be aware. As little kids, we don't have to be aware as we do as adults. So, yes, it's a meditation. It's a wonderful meditation. And not only that, what happens after that meditation is, with all ages, imagination gets sparked. So it returns a person to, you know, a time of being creative. And if you're creative, you're one with nature, because nature is creative all the time. So it's a wonderful chance to explore who you are. It's a mouthful for coloring, because everybody knows that coloring is for kids. And I've had a very difficult time convincing the world to accept coloring as an adult activity. But I'm finding that it is a necessity, that it is very, it's very important to find a way for people to, in a safe, calm, sweet, communal way, connect with themselves and with members of their family, especially in stressful situations.
Right. I know that years ago, you were telling me about going into the hospitals with kids and coloring with them. Do you actually go in? Do you actually sit down in the hospital with the kids and color, or?
Okay, so, yes, my dear little son, Santiago, when I was living in Costa Rica, at the age of 5, came down with leukemia. And for the next years, I began to make designs, and he began to color them. His sister began to color them, the kids next door. And the nurses liked all the beautiful art, and it began to beautify all these hospital rooms.
Huh.
Yes, he passed away, 5 years later. But in that 5 years, I began to research. I had no research was not on my mind. I myself was full of worry. So I guess I did these designs just to ease myself, and I didn't know how big it was going to get and what it was going to mean to all these families. But it's important for me to tell everybody that there I sat in the chemo waiting room with all the kids, all the bald kids, and the parents were scared. The kids weren't that scared. They didn't know what they were hardly going through, but the parents were beside themselves. And so we began to color. And this mother of about 48 years old, whatnot, picked her head up after a while and said, "Can I color one of these?" And I didn't even think of the parents. And I said, "Yes." It didn't take 10 minutes, and again, she picked her head up and said, "You know, this is the very first time that I have not focused on my worries." And it, eureka, I began to realize, and I began to immediately make a coloring book for nervous parents. And that's how it started. That's how the whole thing started, realizing that if you can give members of the family who have a cancer kid or anyone else, that person needs to go through their process without being hindered through all the anger and fear that happens in a family. And if everybody can color, everybody gets their position, and everybody can breathe a little, and everybody can talk nicely. And you can only watch so much good old Mickey and look at those gray walls. So coloring enlivened the whole family. It let the person who has the cancer remember they're alive. It meant everybody else, they realized they were alive. It's amazing the power of taking a small design with nice colors and filling it in and enjoying the togetherness of the process. I'm still in wonder about it. I will always stay in wonder about it. So I promised my son that I would start something called Hospital Art for Kids, and I did that as a nonprofit for years, and now it's turning into the coloring well, and it's gone from kids more for adults. It's not that kids can't do this. It's just that adults, I see the worth of it for the older generation, or the people that are, you know, who are taking care of all these different kids and who have so much to go through all the time. Let's find a moment to have a little, quote, cat nap or wolf nap or coloring moment. It's very, very important. I feel it's important. It's a mission of mine. So let's drop about 40 million coloring books all over the war-torn world, and maybe they'll stop and start coloring.
Well, that's a beautiful dream and a beautiful concept. And I think that my mother's 94 right now, and she reads a lot and she does crossword puzzles. But I think that's what I'm going to buy her when I come in. I think I'm going to get her some crayons and a coloring book and see how that does. Because, well, you know, as you get older, you get aches and pains. And a lot of times it has to do with loneliness and nobody giving you any attention. It's not like it was years ago when families lived together, you know. Like my mother lives in an assisted living, and my kids are in Detroit, so they visit once in a while. But what would soothe mom, and I'm thinking that you just hit on it, is a little bit of color, because, you know, she lives in Michigan. As it's getting wintry, it's getting a little gray out. And whenever I bring her flowers or a plant or something, she said, "Oh, I just love the color here." So I think you've really hit on something so simple that it'll make a big difference in many people's lives. I just thank you for bringing out that form of inspiration as a meditation. Sometimes when you go back to the simplest thing, that's when you really hit on the biggest thing. And can people get or see some of your designs or get a coloring book, or how do people get involved? Do you have a web page? How do we find you in the universe?
Okay, I think it's a great thought and feeling you have to give somebody some coloring pages, a coloring book, or a coloring box. We're going to create a beautiful coloring box, 8x8, and people can carry it around, and people can color in it whenever they want, full of my designs. And I'm going to tell everybody now, crayons are out, although you can use crayons for a different technique of different paper and different designs, but my stuff's rather intricate, and you want hard tip felt pens, conical tips they're called, or oil-based Prismacolors work great. You want to try to download some of these. I'm going to have my website, which is very close to finally going up there. We just changed the name the other day. We're on a roll. It's exciting. So right now it's all about Facebook. If you look up The Coloring Well, W-E-L-L, you'll find my new Facebook. You can order a design. You can download a design. You can look at it, play with it, color it, mess around with it, enjoy it, check it out. And soon enough, I would say soon enough, within weeks, I'll have a website up, and we're going to have a lot of beautiful products on that particular website, geared for coloring that's definitely a notch up from barnyards and cute things like that. So, yeah, that's where I can be found right now, on Facebook, in The Coloring Well.
Nice. Well, I'm going to look in that because I'm feeling well and I'd like to color myself. Rich, I know you've traveled a lot around the planet. Could you tell us a little bit about your travels and how this whole, I know the idea of the coloring, but what is that spiritual nature that, like, I know you were involved with the American Indians for a while and different teachers. What do you think sparked that? Are many of your friends, into spiritual work and chakras and all that stuff?
Of all my friends in our neighborhood, Woody, of all our friends in my neighborhood, Dr. Wu, it's me and you. That's what I enjoy so much of having your friendship. But I was born under a sweet star. I guess I was, and it's a wandering kind of a star, which has taken me to a lot of ceremonies by a lot of different kinds of people in beautiful places And it's always intrigued me listening to men say beautiful and sweet things, be it a rabbi or a holy person from India or an old native with dirt under their fingernails and long white braided hair, speaking in ways that I just had never realized you could hear when I was a kid. And so I went all through Europe on a motorcycle for a year in 69, missed Woodstock, I guess. And I went up to Alaska fishing. I lived in Spain. I lived on the islands off Spain. I worked in the Indian orphanages for a number of times in Canada. I guess I've been around. Now I'm back in Michigan where I would know how to walk with bare feet. In other words, this is my roots. This is my home. I even love the fall. I even love the winter. I lived in Costa Rica for 20 years. I had my kids there. And that was an experience. That was full of color, and that's where I started painting in Costa Rica because it's tropical. It's very tropical, and the paintbrush started in on me. And so it's a much different feel to use a paintbrush than it is a fine point black technical pen. And the painting comes off fast and colorful and exciting and expression. It's very expressive, and you don't color it in. You just use color straight out, and that's another joy. I urge anybody to go and get a little bit of acrylics and a brush, some water and some paper, and start in. I don't care how you do your art, just do some.
All right.
Dr. Wu, let me say something. I just have a little communique here. They can go to the website now and download and get a free design, so they can just download it right in their house, modern times here. So they can go to the website right now, thecoloringwell.com. It's happening so fast, I didn't even realize I had it was up. So let me just say that. That's important. Yes. Art.
Yeah,
we love art and we love healing.
Well, you know, I know through the years with your poetry that and your expression of color and a lot of the places. I know you've made a big difference in many people's lives. I remember years ago, I ran into you at a camp somewhere in Michigan that you were teaching, or I don't know if you were doing yoga or if you were with. Hey, what were you doing at that camp? Do you remember that? Some kind of camp in Michigan.
Did I have a chain around my ankle and was I breaking rocks? Was it that camp?
Maybe that was it.
Yes.
Is the website once more, is it The Coloring Well?
Pardon?
The website, www.thecoloringwell.com.
Thecoloringwell.com.
Nice. Nice play on words. Did you mean The Coloring Well? There it is. This text
right.
does not make any sense, but I do like...
The coloring well does not make sense, you say?
It says this set doesn't make any sense. What came up on the internet so far, but I'm looking for it. Oh, I got to put in the .com. .com.
Well, if you can't find it tonight, you'll find it tomorrow. It's like no other store. It's like no other place. You know, there's in the Huffington Post, there was an article about coloring for adults, which is now catching on in Italy and in France, and I don't know what's going on. But they're really doing the same kind of preset designs or situations where you have to color someone else's idea. You have to color someone else's concept that they think you should be coloring. It's the same with the barnyard, which was cool, but still it didn't create a lot of personal freedom other than some of the colors. As opposed to the designs from The Coloring Well, which are so energetic and organic, that you will express yours, who you are. You won't be coloring someone else's design. I think that's important. And also, they put down adults in these coloring books. I can't quite explain what I mean, but I'm really getting a sense that people are looking down on adulthood. And I'm trying to rekindle the worth of adulthood.
Well, I'm looking at a few of these, you know, on the web, but not on, you know, just on the web, on adult coloring books. Anyway, it looks like that's happening, you know. Templates for meditation and relaxation, adult coloring books, not pornography, it's just that, I guess you're right. As you get older, you get younger in a way. You know, I was talking to my mom tonight, and, you know, she was saying, oh, son, life is so short. And I remember my dad saying that to me when I was 18 or 17. I looked at him, I thought he was absolutely nuts. It didn't make any sense to me because I said, hello, I've already been here for 17 years. Hello. But I see, as you know, as one starts to mature and ripen, and one of my friends, she said, I don't call it an age, she said, I call it a stage. I'm going through a different stage at this time. And we all go through it. One of the things that my mother said to me one day that was a little shocking, she said, you're only 24 years younger than me, you know. Whoa!
Yes, before we all know it. You know, it's good to have a little tool or in your pocket to stop the wheels. I would like to say, you're reminding me to say that my intention for having people color these designs is not to cure anything. It's just to stop long enough to catch your breath. And as I say, let the big boss nervous system rewire a little bit, get a breath, and then get back on your path. Be it bumpy or be it smooth, you'll at least have more grace and more poise and more of an awareness of where you're, what you do every day and what you're doing with your life. That's how amazing stopping while you color is. That's one of the benefits, if not the big benefit. So it's important, everybody, to know that this is not a cure. I'm not going that far. I'm only curing the moment so you can all catch your breath. I really urge people to give this a try. I will never stop pushing it. I'm Johnny Colorseed. I don't know. It's overtaken me, and my art just keeps flowing out, and the healing keeps happening. And I just know that I can't reach out. This is my way of reaching everybody. And I especially am addressing people who need to confront their griefs and their worries and their stresses. And even though it's not easy to stop long enough to do something because you're so caught up, but if you can stop long enough to color a little bit, which is your oldest, sweetest little memory, you'll find answers and you'll find peace almost instantly.
I hope everybody's
screaming on that.
Yeah, it would be nice to have a coloring party.
Yes, I think well, that's the idea. So let's all gather around the coloring well. And actually, I don't know how far this is going to go, but if everybody can color one of these designs, we could create a like mind, we could all create a like sense, and we could gather some energy together, and maybe we could, you know, share ideas as to how the world can stay peaceful, because there's plenty of peace and plenty of health and plenty of joy, but, you know, those aren't the main topics for the news. And so, I'd like everybody, I want everybody to get one of these designs, color them, and actually take a picture of themselves holding what they've done so I can put it in the gallery. Everybody can see everyone else's drawing from all or anywhere in the world. I think it's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'd like to throw my picture in the well.
Yeah. So look who's coloring now, you know.
yeah. You know, remember that story quite a few years ago, or the story, there was a researchers, and they were researching reef monkeys on different islands. And remember, they were watching them for years, and then at one time, on one of the islands, one of the monkeys, you know, the way they eat is they would dig up a root and eat it with dirt and everything. But after a while, one of the monkeys took the root down to the lake or the river, whatever it was, and he washed the root off, and then he ate it. And he taught it to another monkey. And this went on and on and on until they reached a state of the 100th monkey. When the 100th monkey started to clean the root, like 100 miles away, spontaneously, the monkeys on this other island started to wash the roots. So when you talked about coloring, and when there's, you know, when there's a whole group of people and they get together and they start coloring, sort of in the collective consciousness, it'll happen in another part of the planet or another neighborhood. And I think that's really the concept of healing, of whatever we put the most attention in, you know, if it's sickness and poverty and greed and lust, or if we put our attention into healing and relaxing and opening up, that'll really change the whole community. I had dinner with Victoria. She's a friend. She came over last night. We were talking, and she's 27. And I told her, I said, you know, when I was 27, I really, really thought that as I got older, the planet would get better and better, because I was into healing at that age, and I was into meditation, and I really thought that this place was just going to be more gardens and more flowers, and it is in one way, and in the other way, it's a little wobbly. So I'm hoping that your designs and what you really put together and are offering, you know, offering the planet, is a way of reconnecting with our internal self, you know, with that.
That's why you're a healer, Dr. Wu, because your intention runs along that, those ways. In any forest, all the roots are connected. And we have, as I said, I'm human. So in other words, we have a human body. The world is a human body, along with all the other creatures and relatives of this earth. So you're right. If you take any one body, one person, and you correct a certain area of that person's body that's in stress, the rest of the body will relax. And the same with, as you're saying, if we can find ways as groups and communities to be of like mind, some people want to call it prayer. I just want to call it a coloring circle. I want to color, don't analyze, don't judge, just color like a simpleton and enjoy and see what happens. Sure enough, that family, that person will be changing that community. That community will, as you say, somehow in the beautiful mystery, 400 miles away or 17,000 miles away, there'll be some new coloring going on, a new sense of attachment. So, yes, that's an exciting thing. I'd like to track that. I really would like to see how far we can go with this. I'd like different people in different areas around the country, if not the globe, to purposely color these designs. It's not a matter of making business so much as it's a matter of making art that creates healing. So, yes, I like what you're saying there, Dr. Wu. It will spread, and it's a very sweet way to do it.
Right. Well, anyway, are you doing any painting at this time? Are you doing any of your large paintings or no?
Yes. Yeah, it's a lot of fun to look at a huge canvas and stare at it until the brushes start talking again, brush talk.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm just finishing one up it's great to have one up there on the easel. And I'm amassing a huge garage full of my paintings. And sure enough, 110 years after I pass away, my daughter's daughter will discover them and I'll become known. It would be nice. It would be nice for me to express those paintings along with everything else. But yes, I'm painting away. Great painting stories. I would like to come on another day and talk about the great paintings that I happened upon and had made enough money from the sale overnight in New York to buy my hotel in Costa Rica, and the story is really fantastic. And so art seems to play a part in my adventure.
You know, it's interesting. I lived in many different places myself. You know, from Detroit, and we moved to Colorado. And when I was in Colorado years ago, I ran into this guy. His name is John Petrie, and he does really cool art. And he hurt his back, and he asked me if I'd work on his back, and I said sure. And he said, "Well, would you rather have the $35 or the piece of art?" And I'm in my dining room right now, and I just happen to be looking at that piece of art. So anyway, he gave it to me, and he put artist proof on it, and it's a drawing of a girl on a bicycle with some flowers, and you know, it's just a simple drawing. So I was at an art show. Miami's a great place for art. In fact, if you can come down around December the 3rd, Art Basel's here, and that's one of the biggest shows in the world. It's just great. It's like the Basel in Switzerland, but they have Basel, Miami, and it is great. It is a great show. The whole town turns into an artist march of excitement for about a week. Well, anyway, so I walked in this, and I said, "Oh, I've got one of those John Petrie things. He gave it to me years ago, but mine's not worth much. Mine's an artist proof." Because I thought, well, the artist proof is, you know, one that he was trying out before he actually made the art. So anyway, my little $35 trade turned out to be $3,500, and that was about 15 years ago. And I'm, whoa! So things did get inflated a little bit, but I find for myself is I like to invest in art rather than stocks, and the reason why is the art's on the wall, and I get to look at it all the time.
Correct.
My friend Joan said, if you invest in art and you have it all over your wall, at least you get to look at your investment and enjoy it. And I truly do. I have many different artists hanging up, and it makes one's life richer. It's like you, rich, richer. It's like you, rich.
Right. Everybody, I keep pounding on it, but everybody, when they get through coloring one of these designs, they're going to be so happy. Did you ever see a picture of people with their dogs? They tend to look like their dogs. They tend to have when you color one of these designs in and you take a picture of yourself, for some reason, you look like the design, or the design looks like you. It's a little spiritual portrait because of the way you colored it and the design. And so one of my rules is that when you're through coloring, you must put it on the wall for at least a month so you can admire it as you pass by, so it can look at you and you can look at it. You can feel low and you'll see it. You'll be enriched. And I think that's important too.
I like that.
Right.
You got a lot of money. Yeah. So you color it in, you hang it up, and then you get to reflect in that, and you get to reflect on what comes out of your expression of art. I know it's the same in healing. I often talk to people about doing a mandala. I use the Pakwa a lot. That's a eight-sided box. you know, top, bottom, two sides, that would be a square, and then the northeast and the southwest, you know, and then the other two, and that really makes for an interesting mandala, and then people fill it in. It's called the magic square. And instead of it starts off where they're just doing the numbers. One's career, two is dual cultivation, you know, your relationship, three is your family, four is your finances, your money, five is spirit, six is travel, influential people, seven is your project, and eight is self-cultivation, your exercise, all your health, and nine is your success. And have people lay that out and write out what they want, and then some people don't like to put it up in their house because they get embarrassed that they don't want people to see all their personal stuff. So I tell them that when you're in a doctor's office and you're thumbing through a magazine and you see something that's real cool, sort of look around and tear out that page and come home, cut it out, and stick it on that board. So if it's wealth, you might hang up the diamond. And years ago, I did one, not even too many years ago, and I hung this thing up and put the diamond on mine. So when you walk by, like you said, the mandala, the art hanging up, whatever you call it, and you're seeing it, and you see it every day, and it sort of affects your subconscious. And so it was affecting my subconscious for a couple weeks. And I'm walking on the beach, and I saw something shining, and I kicked it. And I kicked it again, and I went, I wonder why I'm kicking this. Maybe I should bend down and pick it up. And it was a diamond tennis bracelet. Whoa. So I picked that up and I gave it to my son, my oldest son Bradley. I gave it to his wife Dana. I was going to visit, and that's what she got. And I said, "There you go. This is because I hung up that picture." So I imagine when we hang up your mandala or our mandala, then it's going to make some big changes, you know, some big changes in our life.
It's just like what we spoke about earlier. Different parts of us become affected, and positive vibes grow. And now it's important to know that the designs are not programmed Richard Stocker designs. You're coloring your own design in your own way, you'll see. And then so it really does become you. But as you're right, what's beautiful about being as an adult is we can begin to think more advanced than kids. We can make more out of creativity. We can make more out of what creativity we've just accomplished. And by looking at it, like you're saying, it looks at you as much as you look at it, and you just glance. You don't have to do much more than glance over it as you pass for it to go deep into your psyche. And hopefully, you know, it works its wonders that way. It's a good point. I hope I'm correct in responding to you, because for a long time, modern times, the phones were going in and out so much. I don't know if the radio world heard you going in and out like that, but that's what I hope you were saying, is put it on the wall and see what happens. Just see what happens.
Right, exactly. Yeah, let's see how it sticks. You know, it's like a subliminal programming, actually. You know, you put it up and it's your creativity that you're reflecting back to yourself, which is pretty awesome. Yeah.
It's awesome because you're in love with what you just did. And when you have light pour into you like that, you automatically, it's almost like a human law. You want to share it. And so, sure enough, you're not the only one that's going to see that. And that's a beautiful aspect to this. That's why the two of us know what healing means. It can spread. It can fan out. It's one drop that goes and goes and goes. So, yes, that's a wonderful concept of using the art as a personal healing tool. If you want to sit and study it for an hour, we'll go ahead. If you want to pass it for 1 second, we'll go ahead. As long as it's there like a star in the sky, it'll show up. And I want to hear people's comments. Everybody out there, please color and give me your adult response. I need more information. I think it's so important.
I'm going to ask you to do something that I know you do, but I didn't want to put you on the spot, but I will anyway. I've known you long enough. Could you share one of your inspirational poems for a moment? If you got something in your heart that you'd like to share with our healing audience, is that how you're doing with that? Is that okay?
I hardly memorize my poems.
I didn't want you to memorize, but I wanted you to just put one out there.
Oh, you want me to wrap a poem out, folks? Get up tomorrow and feel really good. Tell yourself in the morning how good it really is.
Tell us the website once more, because we're about to sign off. The website once more.
Okay, everybody. The website is thecoloringwell.com. Go there, download your free design, take a look at what I'm talking about. Stay with it, like it, share it. And we'll get back together another day somehow.
Well, Rich, I really appreciate you coming on. This is bbsradio.com/energymedicine, and this is the Energy Medicine Show with Dr. Woody. Our guest tonight was Richard Stocker from Detroit, Michigan, from the Coloring Well. So anyway, get yourself one of them coloring things and color and open your heart. Richard, thank you. I love you very much. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Woody. Thank you, thank you. That's my poem.
That's a good one, man. Love you a lot. We'll talk again soon.
Join Dr. Woody every first and third Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or listen again online at bbsradio.com/energymedicineradio. Wishing you the best in your health, wealth, and happiness.